And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 18th of June, 2011. It was on this day, 1923, Chucker Taxi put its first cab on the street, the boxy yellow taxi with the checkerboard, a cab that was used in many cities, but they became closely identified with New York. The last one came off the assembly line in 1982. The last Chucker cab was retired in 1999 with almost a million miles on its odometer. It's the birthday of the poet and critic Geoffrey Hill, 1932, born in Worcestershire, England, whose work has been called difficult, and who once said in an interview, "We are difficult. Human beings are difficult. One encounters in any ordinary day far more real difficulty than one confronts in the most intellectual piece of work." It's the birthday of Paul McCartney, born in Liverpool in 1942. His father was a salesman who played trumpet and piano. He was 15 years old when he went to a church festival and saw an older boy singing on stage with a skiffle band, and that was John Lennon, who had beer on his breath and later invited McCartney to join his band, the Quarrymen. It was on this day, 1812, Congress declared war on Great Britain, the War of 1812, as it came to be known, triggered in part by the Napoleonic Wars between Britain and France. Britain had seized American citizens off of American ships and impressed them into service with the Royal Navy. And finally, President Madison in 1812 signed a declaration of war. Although unknown to Congress, Britain had already agreed to repeal some of the orders that had so offended the American government. The news simply didn't reach this country for nearly a month. And it was on this day in 1815 Napoleon met his final defeat at the Battle of Waterloo in battle against the Duke of Wellington. It had rained heavily the night before, so Napoleon delayed the start of the battle until midday so the ground could dry out. But that delay gave Wellington's allies, the Prussian army, time to arrive, and that cost the French the battle. Here's a poem for today by Philip F. Deaver, Gray. "This was our pretty gray kitten, hence her name, who was born in our garage and stayed nearby her whole life. There were allergies, so she was, as they say, an outside cat. But she loved us. For years she was at our window, sometimes a paw on the screen, as if to want in, as if to be with us the best she could. She would be on the deck at the sliding door. She would be on the small sill of the window in the bathroom. She would be at the kitchen window above the sink. We'd go to the living room, anticipating that she'd be there too, hop up, look in. She'd be on the roof. She'd be on a nearby tree. She'd be listening through the wall to our family life. She knew where we were, and she knew where we were going, and would meet us there. Little spark of consciousness, calm kitty eyes staring through the window. After the family broke and when the house was about to sell, I walked around it for a last look. Under the eaves, on the ground, there was a path worn in the dirt, tight against the foundation, small padded feet, year after year, window to window. When we moved, we left her to be fed by the people next door. Months after we were gone, they found her in the bushes and buried her by the fence. So many years after, I can't get her out of my mind." Gray, by Philip F. Deaver, from How Men Pray, published by Anhinga Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.